Down here.
May I have your attention? We have analyzed our new information and formulated our attack strategy. Please direct your attention to the screen. This is the Death Star.
Look at the size of it.
Now, this battle station is heavily shielded and carries a firepower greater than that of half a Starfleet. Its defenses are designed, as you can see, around the concept of a direct large-scale assault. But small one-man fighters should be able to penetrate its outer defenses.
Pardon me for asking, General Dodona, but what good are snub fighters going to be against that?
Well, the Empire doesn't consider a small fighter to be any threat, or they'd have a tighter defense. But an analysis of the design plans provided by Princess Leia has demonstrated a weakness in the battle station. Now watch this enlarged view carefully. The approach for your attack run will not be easy. You're required to maneuver down this trench in the station structure and skim the surface to the point you're seeing now. This target area is only 2 meters wide. Now the target is a small thermal exhaust port right below the main port. The shaft leads directly to the Death Star's reactor system. A precise hit down this shaft will strike the reactor and start a chain reaction which should destroy the entire station. Now, I cannot stress too strongly the point that only a precise hit will reach the bottom of the shaft and strike the reactor. The thermal port is ray shielded, so you'll have to do this job with photon torpedoes.
That shot is impossible, even for a targeting computer.
But it's not impossible. I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16 back home. They're not much bigger than 2 meters.
Yeah, and were the womp rats shooting at you with turbo laser cannon?
Gentlemen. Now, we've just gotten word that the Death Star has entered this solar system. It is orbiting the planet Yavin now, and will be within firing range of this moon in just over 30 minutes. Now, man your ships, and may the force be with you.